Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Un bon petit temps pour adorer le Seigneur. Alléluia. Merci, Seigneur.
Alléluia.
Merci,
you, Lord.
Seigneur. Alléluia.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Alléluia.
Alléluia.
Alléluia. Praise God. Merci,
Thank
Seigneur.
You, Lord.
Sir,
help me sing that song.
Ah, oh, Seigneur,
my soul is crying to you, O Lord. My soul is crying to be free from all nature that binds my soul. My soul is crying to be made whole.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
There's
a reason for me to sing that song.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
I feel
like when Pastor was opening the service,
I feel
something was troubling my soul.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know
if you get what Pastor was saying.
There are
some words when a man of God says them, he doesn't just say them like
that. There are
some seed that is pouring.
It's the seed
that's going to bring you to eternal life.
He
said, all things will pass.
But
there's one thing that will stay eternally.
C'est la parole de Dieu.
It's the word of God.
The
pastor was saying we need to agree to obey.
Once the
minister of God says to do something,
We
do our own things. Let me tell you something.
There's
nothing that a man of God says.
And
when you do your own thing,
to
be successful in it,
your
job is to obey.
It doesn't
mean you're not going to suffer.
It's not going
to be easy.
But
your job is to obey.
How
many want to learn to obey?
How
many want to learn to obey?
I don't
want you to think that you have a lot of time before
you. This
is how the devil works on your mind.
It makes you think
that you have a lot of time before you.
It makes you
think that you have time to play in God
still.
But don't think you have the time that you think you have.
That's why it says in
Ephesians 5, verse 17,
verse 16,
he said you need to buy the time.
The
days to come are bad.
The
good days already
passed.
All the good days passed
already.
It's the bad days that is coming.
You need
to seize the time well.
You
need to obey to the Lord.
You need
to hear when the minister is speaking.
There's
blessing on
that.
I won't take a lot of time.
Samuel,
let's go to 1 Samuel 15.
I want to
say some word on
obedience. If you
don't learn to obey now,
you're going
to pay the consequence tomorrow.
Many times
the ministry of God asks you to do something. Do not see that the minister of God that tells you to do
it. Sometimes
the minister of God tells you to do
something.
It's the Lord that is speaking to you.
It's
the Lord that is dictating you.
When the
minister of God says no, it's no.
When
they say yes, it's yes.
Are
you with me?
Let's
go to verse 7.
All
right, let's start on the first verse.
Samuel
also said unto Saul,
c'est moi-même le Seigneur te fait ouin pour qu'a venir noir peuple.
God sent me to announce thee to be king over his people.
Israel.
Over Israel.
This
is what the Lord asks you to do.
What's in here? Mais ça Amalek te dit à Israël.
This is what Amalek said to Israel.
C'est toi.
Verse 3.
Il dit allez. Frappe Amalek.
Now go and smite Amalek.
Détruis tout ça au gain.
Orderly destroy all they have.
Mais ça homme de Dieu a dit Samuel.
This is what the men of God said to Saul.
Samuel dit Saul comme ça.
Samuel told Saul.
Mais ça le Seigneur dit vous faire.
This is what God asked you to do.
Allez dans Amalek.
Go to Amalek.
Détruis tout ça ouais.
Destroy everything that you see.
Qui ça le dit encore?
Et dévoué par interdit tout ce qui lui appartient.
Détruis tout ça, ok? Hein?
He says, spare them not.
Tu n'épargneras point.
Pas laisser n'importe qui aller.
Et spare
tu
anything.
Feras mourir hommes et femmes.
Tu es toute femme ou en villa.
Slay both men and women.
Enfants et nourrissons.
Tout garçon ou en villa.
Infant and suckling.
Qui ça encore?
Enfants et nourrissons.
Tout petit monde qui est en villa.
Infant and suckling.
Bœuf et brebis.
Tout bœuf, tout baby, tout bagaille net.
Ox and sheep.
Chameau et âne.
Détruire.
Camel and ass.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord.
Ça c'est un commandement.
This is a commandment.
Ça on Lord.
It's an order.
On nous prie dans les hommes de Dieu, ben on Lord.
We need to be careful when the men of God give you an order.
Ça vous pas un choix là-dedans.
You have no choice in it. When you're in an army, what the chief of the army tells you to do, that's what you need to do. Many times we want to do our own things. Pastor mentioned that earlier. We are in the army. There are principles in the army. When you go to the marine, you see, all the soldiers, they have their hair done the same way. They have the same shape. They all have the same uniform. And you need to see that the uniform is not it's not there's no wrinkles in the uniform. They have a way to stand up. They have a way to walk. Everything the general asks them to do, that's what they do. It's not different from the kingdom of God. The ministry established a standard. There are principles established. Your job is to walk in it.
Job nous c'est pour travailler là-dedans.
It's to work in it.
Coopérer dans sa ministère mon Dieu.
To cooperate in what the ministry asks you to do.
Pour nous obéir.
To obey.
Mais ça Samuel dit à Saül.
This is what Saul said to Saul. I mean. Samuel said to Saul.
Saül convoqua le peuple.
Eli mettez peuple ensemble.
Gathered the people.
Et en fil il a revenu à Telaïm.
Il a allé Telaïm.
Number them in Telaïm.
Il y avait 200 000 hommes.
200 000 hommes,
200,000 footmen
et 10 000 hommes de Juda.
Seigneur.
Saül marcha jusqu'à la ville d'Amalek.
L'allée à Amalek.
Went to Amalek.
Et mit une embuscade dans la vallée.
Praise the Lord. Continue.
Il dit aux Kenyans.
Il dit aux.
Allez.
Allez.
Retirez-vous.
Retirez-vous.
Sortez du milieu d'Amalek.
Sortez dans mi temps Amalek yo parce que nous va le détruire.
Get down among from Amalek.
Afin que je ne vous fasse pas périr avec lui.
Continuez.
Car vous avez eu de la bonté pour les enfants d'Israël.
Parce que peuple d'Israël va le détruire.
Continuez. Ils montèrent d'Égypte. Et les Kenyans se retirèrent du milieu d'Amalek.
Et au fait, ça vrai. Continuez.
They did that.
Saül bâtit Amalek depuis Avila jusqu'à Shur, qui est en face de l'Égypte.
Et Saül allait le détruire.
And Saul went and destroyed them.
Même vrai, nous tendez principe Samuel te by Saül.
I want you to hear the principle that Samuel established to Saul.
Parce que en pile fois nous tendez ça homme de Dieu a dit nous faire.
Many times you hear what the man of God ask you to do.
Mais nous pas faire Jean lui mandé nous faire.
But you don't do it the same way he ask you to do it.
Nous faire d'après l'esprit nous.
You do it as your spirit ask you to do it.
L'aller à Amalek c'est vrai.
He went to Amalek, it's true.
L'aller battre avec eux c'est vrai.
He went to fight with them.
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit ça le faire? Verset 9.
Verse 9.
Verset 8.
Ça le dit.
Il prit vivant Agag, roi d'Amalek.
Il prend vivant Agag, roi d'Amalek.
He took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive.
Mais qui principe Samuel te bail?
What did Samuel ask him to do?
Qui ça le dit?
What did he ask him to do?
Qui ça le dit?
What did he ask him to do?
He said, "Détruis toute sa nouvelle ville."
He said, "You need to destroy everything that you see on that city."
Tuer tout garçon.
Kill all the men.
Tuer toute femme.
All the women.
Tuer tout timoun.
All the kids.
Tuer tout bête nouvelle ville.
All the beasts, everything, all the animals.
Est-ce que nous avec moi?
Are you with me?
Li aller c'est vrai.
He went there, true.
L'algoumé avec eux.
He went to fight them for real.
Mais ça Samuel te dit le faire.
But what Samuel asked him to do?
Li dit li prend roi Agag qui t'est vivre.
He said
he took the king and let him keep them alive.
Et il devoit par interdit tout le peuple en les passant au fil de l'épée.
Et il détruit toute l'autre encore.
And he destroyed everything else.
On doit bagay.
Let me tell you something.
Ne porte pas ministère mon bon principe.
Anytime the ministry of God I'll give you a principle.
Ou pas faire tout.
If you don't do all,
ou désobéir.
You disobey.
C'est moi avec moi.
Are you with me?
Le ministère mon Dieu va en Lord.
When the ministry of God give you an order.
Même si obéis moitié là-dedans.
Even if you obey half of it.
Ou désobéis.
You disobey.
Est-ce que nous avec moi?
Are you with me?
Est-ce que nous comprenons?
Do you understand?
Continue, qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
Mais Saül et le
peuple
épargnèrent Agag.
Il pas tué Agag.
He didn't kill Agag.
Et les meilleurs brebis.
Et il prend tout bon et brebis yo.
And the best sheep.
Le meilleur bœuf.
Il prend un bon bœuf yo.
All the oxen. De la seconde portée.
Il prend tout mouton yo.
And the fatling and the ham.
Tout ça il était qui était bon en gelé.
Everything that he saw that was good in his eyes.
Il prend yo.
He took them.
Il ne voulait pas. Il ne voulait pas.
Thank you Lord.
There are things
that you may see, they're good in your eyes.
There are
some advantages that you may see that's good for
you. They're
good for your corner
mind. They
can be good for your pocket.
But it's
destroying your soul.
They're
destroying the plan of God in your life.
There are
decisions that you need to
take. You
might see that they're good in your eyes.
The same
way Brother Jimmy was saying last Sunday.
You might see
that it's pleasurable, but it's not in the plan of God.
You're
destroying your soul.
There are things
that you see before you.
They
could be made of gold.
They
might have great value before
your eyes.
You feel that is the way you're supposed to
take. You
feel this is the way you're going to find your solution.
The
ministry of God say no, do not go
there.
But you disobey and go.
You're going
to fail.
You're
going to meet your
failure. You
might not get it today. But in 5-10 years later.
Oh, merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, merci.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What pay is coming?
You're going to pay for it.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ça, il te voit bagay sa au bon angeli.
So these things were good in his eyes.
Li fait un choix pour désobéir.
He made a choice to disobey God.
Praise the Lord. Continue, qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
Il ne voulut pas le dévouer par interdit. Et il dévouait seulement tout ce qui était méprisable et chétif.
Et tout ça de pas bon, il détruit.
All the things that were not good, he destroyed them.
Tout bagage qui va de bon, il détruit.
Everything that he think was not good, he destroyed them.
Ça c'est nous, mais oui, fait bon Dieu.
This is us, people of God.
Des fois, nous observons ces bagages, nous capables.
Sometimes we obey the things that we
Ça nous à l'aise là-dedans, nous
the thing yo. That we are at ease.
Mais va ka bon pour nous non.
But the thing that is good for our soul.
Va ka purifier na et vie natique dans nous-mêmes.
The thing that's gonna purify our bad nature.
On me dire un bagage.
Let me tell you something.
Sou pa ka obéir ministère bon Dieu.
If you can't obey the ministry of God,
li impossible pour sauver.
It's impossible for you to be saved. I want you to understand that. Anyone that cannot obey the ministry of God, it's impossible for you to be saved.
It
says that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse
6.
He said, without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible to please God.
Hebrews 11, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Yeah, without sans foi, il est impossible d'être agréable à Dieu.
À nous lire ensemble.
Oh, sans la foi, il est impossible de lui être agréable.
Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Car il faut que celui qui s'approche de Dieu,
for he that comes to God, must believe that he is.
Et qu'il est le rémunérateur de ceux qui
cherchent.
And he
is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If
you cannot obey the ministry of God, you do not have faith in God.
Because
the ministry of God represents God on earth.
If
you cannot obey the ministry of God, it's impossible for you to be saved.
Are
you with me? What is obedience?
That
means you have faith in what they are telling you. You believe in it.
And
you agree to walk to do it.
Sometimes
you think that you obey the ministry of God, but you do not obey. You just obey in your mouth, but you do not do it in your heart. That's why it says in Matthew
15.
God was speaking to the people of Israel.
He said,
they worship me, it's real.
But
their hearts are far from me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Do not do that. Let's learn to obey the ministry.
Continue in Samuel.
Verset 10. L'Éternel adressa la parole à Samuel.
Et l'Éternel dit Samuel comme ça.
The Lord spoke to Samuel and said,
je me repens d'avoir établi Saül pour roi.
Praise the Lord.
Car il se détourne de moi. Il n'observe pas mes paroles. L'Éternel adressa la parole à Samuel et lui dit, je me repens d'avoir établi Saül pour roi,
to be king.
Car il se détourne de moi.
Praise the Lord.
Il n'observe point mes paroles.
You know, you can make God regret something.
There
are places that God took you from.
There
are holes that you were in.
And
God put you among its people.
And there
are decisions that you took.
It's
like you slap God.
It's
like you slap the ministry of
God.
But the way they took you from,
the
word that they invest in your life,
there
are decisions you shouldn't have taken.
You're
worse than one that never take food in a church. Are you with me? Do not say I'm cursing you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
There are people
that say God never blame
people.
God reproach people.
There
are places that he took you from.
There are
sacrifices he made for you.
And there are
things that you do to God.
Sometimes
you make God regret.
I don't want
to be in that
place. For
a place God took me
from.
For
the
word God invested in my
life.
For me to take a decision.
And
for God to say that he regrets. To say that he regrets.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I don't want God to regret anything that he did for me. I don't want God to regret the ministry that he put me for.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh oui.
Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord.
Mon Dieu dit, je regrette.
God said, I regret that I placed Saul as a king.
Praise the Lord.
Oh hallelujah.
Pour ça.
Why?
Il sorti loin avec Saül.
He took Saul very far.
Saül va doué roi.
Saul was not in position to be king.
Praise the Lord.
Oh hallelujah.
Parce que ligne royale là devait sortir dans tribu de Juda.
The loyal lineage was supposed to be in Judah's lineage.
Mais choisi Saül.
But he chose Saul.
Au tribu qui va doué roi.
A tribe that was not in position to be king.
De Benjamin.
He was from the tribe of Benjamin.
Mais bon Dieu retire le côté.
But God pulled him from there.
Dans poussière il était.
And the dust where he was.
Pour le devenir roi.
And bring him to be king.
Et ça il remet bon Dieu.
That's what he did to God.
Bon Dieu regret.
God regret.
Bon Dieu can regret.
God can regret when you did something.
Bon Dieu can reproche lui bien aimé.
God can blame you for something.
Vous pouvez dévier bien bon Dieu.
You can deviate the plan of God.
Praise God.
Lord.
Merci Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Allons apprendre à obéir.
Let's learn to obey.
Il dit peut-être Saül va faire ça, mon Dieu m'a dit le faire.
He says because Saul did not obey what God asked him to do.
Mon Dieu regrette qu'il t'ait fait le vin noir.
God regret that he made him king.
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit? Continue. Verset 11.
Verset 12.
Verset 12.
Il se leva de bon matin. Alors, verset 11, là, beaucoup fini. Samuel fut irrité.
Les Samuel te dit ça, Samuel commence à crier.
When Samuel heard that, he was very angry.
Il commence à crier devant mon Dieu.
He started crying before God.
Continue, qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
Il cria à l'Éternel toute la nuit.
Il commence à crier devant mon Dieu, la matin pour la nuit.
Il se leva de bon matin.
Night crying.
Pour aller au devant de Saül.
Praise the Lord. Continue.
Et on vint lui dire. Saül est allé à Carmel.
Saül allait à Carmel.
Et voici.
Et voici.
Il s'est érigé un monument.
Et il fait un monument.
Behold, he set up a place.
Il s'en est retourné.
N'importe quoi désobéir, mon Dieu. N'importe quoi désobéir, mon Dieu.
Anytime you disobey God.
Son type d'orgueilier.
It's a type of pride.
Vous pensez qu'on fait route là pour compte.
You think you can do the world by yourself?
Vous venez établir tête ou comme moi.
You establish yourself as king.
Vous retirez mon Dieu sur trône.
You remove God on his throne.
Vous êtes d'accord pour chita sur trône ça?
And you accept to sit on that
throne.
Vous
pas besoin mon Dieu encore.
You say you don't need God anymore.
Ça il sentit tellement important qu'on y a.
He was so important for him.
Il venait établir un monument pour.
Now he established his own monument.
Il vient côté le Seigneur sorti.
He forgot where God took him from.
Praise God.
Oh hallelujah.
Pas jambi lié côté le
Seigneur. Do not forget where God take you from.
Pas jambi lié côté le Seigneur.
Do not forget where God take you from.
Et ça capable d'adorer le Seigneur.
Oh that.
Lorsqu'on est côté le Seigneur.
When you remember where God take you from.
Oh praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
Lorsqu'on est grand monté, Jésus pour moi.
When you remember the greatness of
et
God
toute ma bénédiction mon Dieu pour moi.
And the blessing God gives you.
Non mon nom moi dit.
And my soul, I say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loué Jésus.
Praise God, Jesus.
Sauvez-moi. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loué le Seigneur.
Praise the Lord, Jesus.
La zone côté.
There are places where you were.
Praise God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Merci, Seigneur.
La terre sortie.
In the dust I was. In the dust where I'm from. And I know. One day that will change. I was nothing. Do not take me for something. If I'm living. It's because of you, Lord. If you see I'm living because of you.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God.
Glory.
Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord.
Pas d'oublier quand le Seigneur sorti avec nous.
You never forget where God took you from.
Pas d'oublier quitter orgueil pour nous.
Do not let your pride remove you.
Pensez nous plus important que ça nous.
To think that you're important more than what you are.
Commencez à désobéir pour
ce. And you disobeying God in everything.
Le ministère mon Dieu a mis des standards parmi nous.
When the ministry of God is placing principle among you.
Le a dit nous comment pour nous habiller.
When they're telling you how to dress.
Comment nous devons parler.
How to talk.
Nous même nous devons faire un autre bagage.
But you want to do something else.
Oh, il y a une conséquence pour ça.
There are consequences for that.
Qui on va payer pour ça.
There's a price to be paid for that.
Encore, bien aimé.
There's no more time. As Pastor always said, let's serve God better. Let's worship God better. Let's do everything better. Let's apply the principle of God better. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, merci, Seigneur. He says he built a monument.
Puis il s'en est retourné et passant plus loin, il est descendu à Gilgal.
Descendu Gilgal, verset 13.
Samuel s'est rendu auprès de Saül.
Samuel à côté de Saül.
Saül lui dit, sois béni de l'Éternel.
Et de l'Éternel.
J'ai observé la parole de l'Éternel.
Praise the Lord.
Samuel dit.
Samuel dit.
Samuel said.
Qu'est-ce donc?
Praise the Lord. Retournez dans verset 13 là.
Samuel s'est rendu auprès de Saül.
Et Samuel à côté Saül.
Samuel came to Saul.
Et Saül lui dit.
Mais ça Saül dit Samuel.
And Saul said unto him.
Béni de l'Éternel.
Béni l'Éternel.
Blessed be thou the Lord.
J'ai observé la parole de l'Éternel.
Have performed
the commandment of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Quelle fois nous pensons à observer la parole de Dieu?
There are times you think you're applying the word of God. In your own way. It's not the way the ministry asks you to do it. But you choose to do your own thing. And you want God to walk in it with you. You can't leave God behind. Many times you take decision. And you want God to walk with you on your decision.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Merci Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord. You can't go before the Lord. You can't go after the Lord. Then you have to work with the Lord. Do you understand that? You can't walk before the Lord. You can't walk behind Him. You need to walk with Him. Do you understand? Does it make sense for you? In the desert, there was a cloud. And where the cloud was, that's where the people of God were. When the cloud moves, and the people of God moved as well. If the cloud stayed still, even if it stays for one day, they need to be under it. If it's 2 years, they need to be under it. It's a principle. What the ministry asks you to do, that's what you need to do. Anytime you let the cloud move and you stay behind, the Bible explained to us that these people get burned or the serpent killed them. Why? Because they did not obey the principle. It's still around. There's a cloud. There's a cover. We cannot do anything we want. When the ministry of God gives you an order, you need to stay in that order. You cannot do whatever you want. Let me give you the verse. Let's go in Numbers. Numbers 9. I want to give you that verse.
Let's say Numbers chapter 9.
I think it's Numbers chapter 9.
Verset 17, je pense.
Verse 17, I think.
Si on fait rajeunir bien vite.
17, il dit quand la nuit s'élevait de dessus de la tente.
It said when the let me ask you
something. It said when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle.
Les enfants d'Israël partaient.
Et for enfants d'Israël, ils étaient là.
He said, then after that, the children of Israel journeyed.
When
the ministry of God give a commandment, you need to stand on it.
Nous devons rester là.
You need to stay on it.
Nous pas faire ça, nous voulons.
You can't do whatever you want.
Continue, qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
Et les enfants d'Israël campaient dans le lieu où s'arrêtait la nuit.
Continuez, verset 18.
Verset 18. Les enfants d'Israël partaient sur l'ordre de l'Éternel.
Praise the Lord. Go on, Lord.
There's an order.
There
are principles.
We
need to stand.
Praise the Lord.
Et ils campaient sur l'ordre de l'Éternel.
Go on, Lord, dans le royaume de Dieu bien-aimé.
There's order in the kingdom of God.
So pas vouloir suivre l'ordre ça.
If you don't want to follow the order,
hop échoué quand même.
You're gonna fail.
Hop échoué quand même.
You're gonna fail.
Le ministère mon Dieu dit non non.
When the ministry of God say no in something,
c'est le Seigneur qui dit non.
It's the Lord that say no.
Pas du pas prier ou pas rêver.
Don't say you're gonna pray or you're gonna sleep on
le
it.
Le ministère mon Dieu dit non.
When the ministry of God say no,
c'est non lié.
It's no.
Est-ce qu'on a plus autorité que le ministère mon Dieu?
Do you have more authority than the ministry of God?
On peut pas nous faire ça.
Sometimes you believe that.
Oh, même Jean, mon Dieu, pas là, homme de Dieu, mon Dieu, qui parle avec
nous. The same way the Lord speaks to the men of God,
bon
he can speak to me.
Pour opérer dans des ordres.
God is not staying on this order.
Bon Dieu, pas opérer dans des ordres.
God doesn't operate in disorder.
Bon Dieu, pas son ordre,
when the ministry of God asks you to do something, that's what it is.
Les océans, on bagage, c'est salié.
When this teach you something, that's what it is. Do not say this is how you see it.
Un principe établi,
a principle is established. You stay in it. That if you want to be saved.
Son choix.
It's a choice.
S'ouvre sauver.
If you want to be saved.
S'ouvre héritier royaume.
If you want to inherit the kingdom of
s'ouvre
God.
La vie éternelle.
If you want to have eternal life.
Job c'est pour obéir.
Your job is to obey.
Ça fait le dire ça na Jérémie 3 verset 14 là.
It says in Jeremiah 3 verse 14.
Il dit viens à moi.
He said come to me.
Enfant rebelle.
Disobedient children.
Dit l'Éternel.
You could be in the kingdom of God and still be rebellious. You still come with that mindset of rebellion. Even though they're teaching you the truth. And you still stay as a child, a disobedient child. But God gives you a good shepherd to take care of you. Obey with him. Sometimes you still have the horn in your front, on your forehead.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Are you with me? There's some work you need to do. God called you a lamb. To have the character of a lamb.
Même si berger a retiré cheveux sur mouton.
Even if the shepherd is removing the hair from you. You see the sheep, they still lie down. Like nothing's happening. You need to have that nature. You need to work on your nature. You need to start taking off your horns.
Praise the Lord.
Are you with me?
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hello, no.
Samuel là.
OK. Samuel s'est rendu auprès de Saül et Saül dit
lui,
sois béni de l'Éternel. J'ai observé la parole de l'Éternel.
Moi observé ça le Seigneur te dit me faire.
I obey everything that the Lord asked me to obey. And his own thought. He thought he was obeying the Lord. That spirit is still around. Sometimes you think you're obeying the ministry of God. But you do it on your own way. I said earlier. Anytime you don't obey all the laws. It's still a disobedient nature.
Verse 14. Qui ça le dit?
Verse 14.
Samuel dit.
Samuel dit.
Qu'est-ce donc que ce bêlement de brebis qui parvient à mes oreilles?
C'est pas mouton qui m'entend là.
It's not the sheep in my ears.
Ou pas cacher rien devant ministère mon Dieu.
You cannot hide anything from the ministry of God. You might take your own decision. They might not know. But God will reveal it to them. Samuel said, did I hear some sheep around?
Praise God. Continue, qui ça le dit?
Et ce mugissement des bœufs que j'entends.
Et pas bœuf qui m'entend après là.
Is it the accent that I hear making noise?
Mais ça il dit mauvais.
Saïl répond.
Praise God. Saïl dit l'obéit, oui.
So say he obeyed everything. He cannot hide anything from God. Verse
15.
They brought them to...
Parce que le peuple a épargné les meilleurs brebis et les meilleurs bœufs afin de les sacrifier à l'Éternel.
Praise the Lord.
Ton Dieu. Et le reste, nous l'avons dévoué par interdit.
Praise the Lord. Mais où t'es passé mon Lord, c'est vrai.
You give me an order, it's true.
Mais peuple a demandé moi.
But the people ask me.
Et pour me prendre plus bon et mouton yo.
To spare the best of the sheep.
Bœuf yo.
Of the oxen.
Pour me faire sacrifice pour Dieu.
To sacrifice unto the Lord.
Est-ce que c'est sacrifice pour Dieu demandé?
Did God ask for any sacrifice?
Est-ce que c'est sacrifice?
Did God ask for any sacrifice?
Est-ce que c'est sacrifice vrai ou t'as fait avec yo?
Was it really sacrifice they were gonna make with those?
C'est un parole, lui ça il.
He's only giving his own way.
C'est défendre, il a défendu.
He's defending his disobedience.
Quelle fois bon Dieu qu'on passe nous au Lord?
Sometimes God
passe nous au Lord.
Place an order.
Et nous même nous fait affaire pas nous.
And then you do your own thing.
Pour nous reconnaître toi nous.
Instead of you to recognize your wrong,
you
defending.
Est-ce que mon Dieu demande sacrifice?
Did God ask for any sacrifice?
Qui ça mon Dieu demande ça il pour faire?
What did God ask Saul to do?
Il dit rive dans zone.
He said, go to that place.
Détruis tout ça ouais.
Destroy everything.
Détruis tout garçon.
Destroy all the men, all the women,
petit,
all the children,
tout bête,
all the animals, everything.
Praise the Lord. Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord.
Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord.
Verse
16.
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
Samuel dit à Saül.
Samuel dit à Saül.
Samuel said unto Saul.
Arrête.
Stay.
Et je déclare ce que l'Éternel m'a dit cette nuit.
M'bral dit ça l'Éternel.
I will tell you what the Lord said to me.
Et Saül lui dit.
Est-ce que l'Éternel passe au Lord?
Because God place an order, and you fail to obey, this is the consequence of your disobedience. Every time you disobey the ministry of God, there is consequences. Whenever you do your own way, whenever you take your own decision, without the ministry of God, there will be consequences. There will be a price to pay.
Saül lui dit.
Samuel dit.
Parle. Samuel said.
Alors Saül lui dit.
Saül dit.
Parle.
Speak.
Samuel dit.
Samuel dit.
Samuel said.
Lorsque tu étais petit à tes yeux.
Moon path well. Hallelujah.
Nobody has seen you.
Lo avonté wa ba yé pièce moun ki té wo.
Before you were king, no one saw you. Before you were in this arrangement, no one saw you. You were very miserable somewhere. There were some parties you'll never be part of.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
You're about to go in the zone you were.
Nobody sees you in the place where you were.
Merci, Seigneur.
N'es-tu pas devenu le chef des tribus d'Israël?
Praise the Lord.
L'Éternel n'a-t-il pas oint pour que tu sois roi sur Israël?
Tu étais dans une zone très bas.
You were in a very miserable place.
Les hommes battent well.
Nobody saw you.
Dans tout côté terre.
In the hole where you were. God chose you. He made you to be somebody today. There are things you cannot do to the Lord. There are things you cannot do. There are places that God took you from. Nobody was ever see you. Then he put his hand in the mud where you were. He lift you up. There are things you cannot do to him.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
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 Praise God.
Glory.
Now
you become the eyelashes of God. You cannot do anything you want
now.
You can't go to anything you want now.
There are
places you cannot go.
For
where God took you from.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. Nobody sees you where you were. Now you become somebody. You become a king.
Verse 19.
L'Éternel t'avait fait partie.
The Lord sent thee on a journey.
Oh oui.
Va.
Go.
Et dévoué par interdit ses pécheurs.
Go destroy the sinners of the Amalekites.
Les Amalécites.
Continue.
Tu leur feras la guerre jusqu'à ce que tu les aies
exterminés. Fight against them until they are consumed.
Yeah.
Pourquoi n'as-tu pas écouté la voix de l'Éternel?
Pour qui ça ou pas obéir voix mon Dieu?
Why did you obey to the voice of the Lord?
Pourquoi t'es-tu jeté sur le butin?
Praise the Lord.
Et as-tu fait ce qui est mal aux yeux de l'Éternel?
Pourquoi ils ont choisi ça qui est mal devant Dieu, mon Dieu?
Why did you do evil before the Lord?
Praise Samuel the répondit. Lord. Alors Saül répondit à Samuel.
Saül répondit.
J'ai bien écouté la voix de l'Éternel.
He said, Saul, said unto Samuel.
Et j'ai suivi le chemin par lequel m'envoyait l'Éternel.
Oh, moi obéi.
J'ai amené Agag.
Mais obéi.
He's still saying he obey.
Praise the Lord. Et différence entre Saül et David.
This is the difference between Saul and David.
Toujours poser cette question ça.
I always ask myself that question.
Pourquoi ça, bon Dieu, de pardonner David, il pas pardonner Saül?
Why did God forgive David and not Saul?
Parce qu'il y avait deux différents types.
Because there were two different type of people.
Saül pas jamais. Et reconnaître qu'elle te fait une erreur.
Saul never recognized his own fault.
Il était retenu en orgueil.
He stayed on his pride.
Ouais, deux fois là, il obéit au commandement.
You see, two times he said he obeyed the commandment of God.
Deux fois, Dieu voulait pardonner nous.
Sometimes God wants to forgive you.
Mais à cause natine.
But because of your nature.
Pardon, pas jamais qu'à prendre place dans vie.
Forgiveness can never be. Taking place in your life. Because you never recognize your fault.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, merci, Seigneur. There are something that the ministry of God said to you. And you made your own decision. You fall into a trap. You need to go back and ask for forgiveness to the ministry. Are you with me? So the Lord can take part of your life.
Saul pas jamais fait ça.
Saul never do that.
Il dit moi obéi comme
He said I did obey the commandment of God.
Il pas jamais erreur.
He never saw his fault.
Il toujours était en orgueil.
He always stay on his pride.
Et ça le sait il.
This is what the Lord said to him.
Praise God.
J'ai amené à Agag roi d'Amalek et j'ai dévoué par interdit les Amalécites. Mais le peuple a pris sur le butin des brebis et des bœufs comme prémisse.
Laissez passer le Lord.
God placed an order to him.
Lui-même l'a entendu peuple là.
And now he's listening to the people.
Praise the Lord. Pierre dit ça.
Peter said that.
Dans Acte chapitre 4 là.
In Acts 4.
Il a témoigné devant Sanhedrin.
When he was testified before the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yo dit Pierre pas prêcher l'évangile ça encore.
He said do not preach that gospel anymore.
Praise the Lord.
Oh hallelujah.
Yo dit pas prêcher l'évangile ça encore.
He said do not preach that gospel anymore.
Jésus mourut, ressuscité.
Jesus died and resurrected.
Nous pas besoin d'entendre parole ça.
We don't need to hear those words.
Et vous continuez à mettre en prison.
If you keep doing that we're going to put you in prison.
Mais Pierre vous la parole.
But Peter took start talking. Should I hear what the men are saying?
Also, I'm doing this.
Or should I obey to God?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Nous devons prendre décision ça.
We need to take that decision.
Est-ce que nous devons ça les hommes ont dit?
Do we have to hear the people?
Also, I'm doing this. I'm on Jehovah.
Or do we hear the Lord?
Praise God.
Glory.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory.
Ça, il dit. Mais ça, peuple a dit.
Saul said, this is what the people asked me to do.
Praise God.
Bien écouter la voix de l'Éternel et j'ai suivi le chemin par lequel m'envoyait l'Éternel.
He said, où m'attendez ça, le Seigneur, du fait?
Did you hear what the Lord asked you to do? To destroy everything? And now you're listening to the people. This is the consequence.
Verse 22.
Samuel said, trouve-t-il du plaisir dans les holocaustes et les sacrifices comme dans l'obéissance à la voix de l'Éternel?
Est-ce qu'on pense sacrifice?
Do you think sacrifice?
Holocaust?
Or holocaust?
Vaut plus que obéissance.
Offering worth more than obedience.
Voici l'obéissance.
That's what Pastor was saying earlier. You may come here. You're worshiping the Lord for real. You're cooperating in everything the Lord is doing. But if you do not obey the Lord, if you do not obey the Lord, if you don't obey the ministry of God, all these things are in vain. I don't want to come in here in vain. I don't want to serve the Lord in vain. I don't want to worship the Lord in vain. I don't want to worship the Lord in vain. I don't want to pray the price in vain. I'm here to be saved. I'm here to have eternal life. Oh, I need to know how to obey. I need to humble myself.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, hey.
He
said, has the Lord delight burnt offering and sacrifice than obedient voice of the Lord?
Voici.
Voici.
L'obéissance vaut mieux que le
obéissance
sacrifice.
Vaut mieux que
he said, sacrifice. Obey. To obey is better than sacrifice. Let's read this together.
Samuel, obéissance.
L'obéissance
it says,
vaut mieux.
Obedience worth more than sacrifice.
Dis ça encore.
Obedience worth more than sacrifice. Do you understand that? Every time you disobey God, there's a price to pay. There's consequences.
L'observation de sa parole vaut mieux que la graisse des béliers.
Continue.
Car la désobéissance est aussi coupable. Et la divination et la résistance ne l'est pas moins que l'idolâtrie.
Praise the Lord. N'importe quoi, obéir mon Dieu.
Anytime you don't obey God,
que tu as rejeté,
this is where you are.
Chaque fois désobéir mon Dieu.
Every time you disobey God,
c'est dans zone ça le CM.
This is the place where God put you.
C'est dans zone ça où mettez tête.
That's where you put yourself in.
Relis encore.
Let's read it again.
Car la désobéissance est aussi coupable que la divination.
Is that the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness
et les téraphins
is as iniquity
puisque tu as rejeté la parole de l'Éternel.
Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord.
Tu aussi comme moi.
And
he has also rejected thee from being king.
Quel est plan, mon Dieu, établi dans vie nous?
There are plans that God establish in your life. There are plans that God has for us. Because of our disobedience, we never get to fulfill that promise. Let's learn to obey. Let's go in 1 Kings chapter
17.
1 Kings.
17, verse 7.
Same way you pay a price when you disobey God. But there's also a price when you hear. When you obey.
Praise God.
Glory. I don't have too much time.
Il dit,
17, verset 7.
Mais au bout d'un certain temps, le torrent fut à sec, car il n'était point tombé de pluie dans le pays.
Continue, verset 8.
Alors la parole de l'Éternel lui fit adresser en ces mots. Lève-toi.
Lève-toi.
Va.
Bon, je t'ai parlé avec Élisée.
God was speaking to Elijah.
va à Salta.
There was a bad situation in the country. There was no food. God spoke to Elijah. He says, arise. He says, get thee to
Zarephath,
which belongs to Sidon. Dwell there.
Voici, j'ai ordonné à une femme veuve de te nourrir.
Après, une femme veuve.
Behold, I commanded a widow woman.
Il se leva et il alla à Sarepta.
Et serviteur mon Dieu attendait, l'allait voir.
Comme il arrivait à l'entrée de la ville.
Allez dans la ville là.
Voici, il y avait la femme, la entry of the city. Veuve.
Et lui, ouais, femme veuve là.
He saw the woman.
Et la maman c'est bois.
Il l'appela et dit.
Lui les femmes non mais ça le dit.
Va me chercher. The woman and said,
va me chercher. Je t'ai pris un peu d'eau.
Et petit de l'eau pour moi.
Get me some water. In the face.
Continue.
Et elle alla en chercher.
Femme non obéit.
She obeyed.
De nouveau.
Lui est homme de Dieu.
And hear the man of God.
Lui obéit.
And obey.
Homme de Dieu dit bon petit coup de l'eau.
Fetch me some water.
L'aller.
And he went.
Il fait ça.
She went and do it.
Continue.
Il appela de nouveau et dit, mm-hmm. Apporte-moi, je t'ai pris un morceau de pain dans ta main.
Après ça, il dit, bon mon petit morceau de pain.
Yeah, give me some bread.
Et elle répondit.
Mais sa femme n'en répond.
This is what the woman said.
Ton Dieu est vivant.
Bon Dieu est vivant.
Your God is alive.
Je n'ai rien de cuit.
I don't have cake.
Je n'ai qu'une poignée de farine dans un pot et
mais ça me gagne seulement un petit farine non pot
et un peu d'huile dans
une cruche. A handful of meal in a bowl.
Avec un petit huile dans une cruche.
And a little oil in a cruche.
Et voici, je ramasse deux morceaux de bois.
Avant de ramasser deux morceaux de bois.
I'm gathering two sticks.
Et je préparerai cela pour moi et pour mon fils.
Well, prépare manger pour petit moi et petit garçon.
I'm gonna go and prepare it for my son.
Nous mangeons après quoi? Nous mourons.
N'a manger ça après ça n'a mourir.
We're gonna just eat it and die.
Parce que pas rien nourriture dans cas là.
Because we have no more food.
Nous pas rien espoir encore.
We have no more hope.
Et c'est ça seulement nous gagne.
That's the only thing that we have.
N'a juste manger.
We're just gonna eat it.
Après ça nous mourir.
After that we die.
Continue.
Élie lui dit.
Mais ça, homme de Dieu.
This is what the man of God said to him.
Ne crains point.
Nous pas besoin faire.
Do not be worried.
Rentre.
Allez.
Fais go. Comme tu as dit.
Fais ça à faire.
Seulement.
Seulement.
Prépare-moi d'abord avec cela un petit gâteau.
Prépare un gâteau. Hein?
Prepare me a little cake.
Et tu me l'apporteras.
Prends la Danny.
Take some from it.
Bon, moi en avant.
But give me first.
Faut nous comprendre ça.
You need to understand this.
Songez sa femme veuve là, ça dit là.
This is what the widow woman said.
Pas même qu'elle a assez pour lui à petite lui.
There is no not enough for her and her son.
Mais ça homme de Dieu ba Lord fait.
But this is what the man of God asked her to do.
Elle préparer ça préparer.
He said go prepare what you saying you're gonna prepare.
Mais on va manger petite
but
manger.
Before you eat and your son.
Prends-y.
Get some.
Bon, mais avant,
give me some first.
Après ça, nous prendre ça.
And then you can eat the rest.
Ça son Lord.
This is an order.
Ça son commandement.
This is a commandment.
Kounya, qui sont pas le faire dans ça?
What you gonna do in that?
Pas même gagner assez pour vous.
There was not even enough for you.
Pas gagner assez pour petit tout.
There was not enough for your son.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Vous juste manger le mourir.
You're just gonna eat it and die.
Mais homme de Dieu a dit un bagage.
But the man of God said something. What you gonna do?
Est-ce que va le faire sans t'aider à faire?
Are you gonna do what you say you were gonna do?
Oh, est-ce qu'on va obéir?
Or are you gonna obey the man of God?
C'est là le Seigneur attend nous.
This is where the Lord is waiting for you.
Parce que en pile fois nous qu'à obéir les bagages sont bons.
Sometimes you may be obedient when things are good.
Là nous pas qu'il obstacle difficulté devant.
When you have no trouble, nothing's wrong, nothing is happening.
Mais pendant nos difficultés.
But when you're facing difficulties.
Où sens-tu que t'as joué nos solutions?
You feel that you might find a solution.
Et homme de Dieu a dit solution va là.
And the man of God said, there's no solution there.
Où tu t'as fait?
The way you were going.
Il dit non va faire.
He said, do not go there.
Fais où tu habites toi.
Go this way instead.
Et non, pas ça ou pas une solution vraie.
In your mind, you don't see any solution on that way.
Qui ça va faire?
What are you going to do?
Qui
What are you going to do?
Mais sa femme l'a fait.
This is what the woman did.
Verset 14. Car ainsi l'Éternel, le Dieu d'Israël. La farine qui est dans le pot ne manquera point et l'huile qui est dans la cruche ne diminuera point.
If you do it like that,
farine ou gain,
the
dans le pot ne manquera point.
L'huile ou gain,
the oil that you have,
li pa jamais manquer.
You will never lack.
Yo pa di spiritual la dan.
There's a spiritual part on it.
But
I'm not gonna get into that. Let's go. Let's stay naturally so you can understand.
Lidi, sou fè sa m'dou fè.
If you do what I ask you to do.
Farine ou gen.
The
la parole ou gen.
Yeah, the word that you have.
Compréhension gen.
The understanding that you have.
L'esprit bon Dieu ki nan.
The spirit of God that is in you.
Si ou obéi.
If you obey.
Si ou obéi sa ministère bon Dieu.
If you obey what the ministry of God is teaching you. The food that you have,
l'huile que gagne,
the oil that you have,
li pa jamais rete.
You will never lack.
Praise God.
Always.
Merci Seigneur. L'Éternel fera tomber des pluies sur la surface.
Jusqu'à ce que le Seigneur fasse la pluie tomber sur terre.
Sur la
face. Until the Lord bring rain to the soil.
Verset 15, qui ça le dit?
Elle alla et elle fit selon la parole d'Élie.
She went and did according to the saying of Elijah.
Mais différence entre femme là et Saül.
This is the difference between the widow woman and Saul.
Élisée dit comme ça.
Elijah said to her,
fais pain.
Make the cake.
Avant manger là-dedans.
Before you eat from it.
Bon moi avant.
Give me some.
Il dit femme là aller.
And the woman went.
Lord Élisée va le faire.
According to what Elijah asked her to do,
exactement Jean Élisée.
She did exactly that.
On nous commence à faire la part. On nous commence à travailler. Jean bon Dieu dit nous travaille.
Let's start working the way God wants us to work.
On nous pas attendre seulement.
Do not just listen.
On commence à appliquer la parole.
But let's start to apply the word of God.
Qui ça dit pour nous finir?
What it says so that we can finish.
5 minutes. Continue.
Il dit, elle alla et elle fit selon la parole d'Élie. Mm-hmm. Et pendant longtemps, elle eut de quoi manger et sa famille.
And she went
aussi bien qu'elle.
She and he and her house did eat for many days.
Pendant longtemps.
La farine qui était dans le pot ne manqua point. Et l'huile qui était dans la cruche ne diminua point.
Praise the Lord.
Selon la parole que l'Éternel avait prononcée par Élie.
Praise God. Merci Seigneur.
Glory.
Mes bénédictions, on a cherché.
This is the blessing we're seeking.
Parce qu'elle est d'accord, elle obéit.
Because she obeyed and agreed.
Malgré ça, elle a coûté ville.
That could have cost her life.
Mais elle est d'accord pour obéir.
But she agreed to obey.
Mes bénédictions, elle joint.
But there's blessing in what she
did. Farine va jamais manquer.
She never lacked any food.
L'huile va jamais manquer.
Oil, she never lacked.
Le Seigneur toujours béni.
The Lord will always
praise
be there.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's read that verse so we can finish. Isaiah 1 verse
19. There's
reward when you obey.
When
the ministry of God asks you to do something,
you
do it exactly the way you're supposed to do it.
There
will be reward from that.
He said, if he be willing and obedient,
si vous avez de la bonne volonté,
he shall eat the good.
Et si vous êtes docile, vous mangerez les meilleures productions du pays.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
On nous lit verset ça ensemble.
Let's read that verse.
Pour nous finir.
Si vous avez de la bonne volonté, et si vous êtes docile,
if you be willing and obedient,
vous mangerez les meilleures productions du pays.
You shall eat the good food of the land.
Merci Seigneur.
Thank you Lord.
Si vous avez prospéré,
if you haven't prospered yet, if you haven't been successful in your life, this is the prescription that God sent to you.
Obey.
Just obey.
Obey.
Obey. May God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory.